Violinist Federico Britos, who originally comes from Uruguay, that's his group, the Hot Club of the Americas, from a CD that has a subtitle, When Grappelli Meets Latin America. Federico Britos, that CD came out not too long ago, and we've been having a lot of fun with it. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier. The name of the show is Jazz Tonight. It's a program that comes along once a week, every Sunday night on radio from 9 to midnight, and it streams every Friday night from 8 to 11. On mpbn.net. Tonight, we'll be going back to 1961 in the second hour and listening to a lot of Eric Dolphy at the Five Spot, classic recordings that originally came out on the Prestige label. Eric Dolphy with trumpeter Booker Little and pianist Mal Waldron. That's up ahead in the second hour. We have a lot of other music to listen to on the way there and in the hour afterwards, so I do hope you can stick around if you like this kind of music. We'll try to work in as much variety as we can. Before we go too far along, though, I'd just like to point out that because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Lincoln Health Wound Care Center in Booth Bay Harbor, offering a comprehensive approach to wound healing, 633-1600. And Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. Here's an album from an album by Bill Evans, an unusual one for him, in which he led a larger group. Bill Evans in 1962, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Jim Hall on guitar, Percy Heath on bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. You Go to My Head.
Thank you.
From a 1956 date, which John Hammond produced for the Vanguard label, a group consisting of mostly Count Basieites, that was Good Morning Blues with Buck Clayton on the trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Aaron Bell on bass, Earl Warren on the alto, Hank Jones in the piano chair, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Joe Jones on drums. We have it here on a CD, The Basie Bunch, Cool 2. And it originally appeared on an album called Buckin' the Blues. Can't go wrong with players like that, can you? We start off that set with Bill Evans, You Go to My Head, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Jim Hall on guitar, Percy Heath on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, And right in the middle of that set, we heard Wallace Roney, a CD that he came out with in the early 90s, which I think it's been forgotten. I found it going through some boxes of CDs here, which had been shipped up to the Bangor studio from Portland. That CD is called Mysterios. It's on the Warner Brothers label. I Will Always Love You, which was written, by the way, by Dolly Parton. Probably the first time Dolly Parton's music has been heard on this program. Jerry Allen was playing the piano on that track, and she's going to be the headliner at the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival, which takes place at the Stonington Opera House. That'll be on Saturday, August 1st. You might want to make note of that, because I think that will probably be quite a sensation. Jerry Allen performing in Stonington on August 1st, which is a Saturday. We'll tell you more about that as the date approaches. Anyway, Wallace Roney on trumpet, with the other players being Clarence C.A. on bass and Eric Allen on drums. It's gotten us well into the first hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up in the second hour, we'll be listening to some of the music that Eric Dolphy and his group made at the Five Spot back in 1961. Quite an exciting summer evening there for Eric Dolphy and Booker Little on trumpet. That's all up ahead. Every day you hear messages about local businesses and organizations which provide their financial support to MPBN. They all understand the value of MPBN in our community, and they've decided to make public radio and television a part of their marketing effort. If you'd like to learn what these folks already know, please visit mpbn.net and click on Business Support to find information about the value of sponsorship, answers to frequently asked questions, and contact information, or you can give us a call at 1-800-884-1717. That's 1-800-884-1717, and ask for Susan Tran. As always, thanks for your support of public broadcasting here in Maine.
Of the wonderful things that you get out of life, there are four. And they may not be many, but nobody needs any more. Of the many facts making the list of life, truth takes the lead. And to relax, knowing the gist of life, it's truth you need. And the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. When you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Baby, so to truth, honor, and happiness. And one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful love, that'll make it four.
Partant, partant, Si tu le veux, bon matin, je voudrais bien que tu me donnes ta main.
Nous partageons vers
un pays tout bleu, oui tout bleu.
Oui, oui, le temps matin.
Partirions si tu le veux, tous les deux, là-bas c'est bleu,
et là-bas c'est bleu.
Toi devant nous,
on partirait sur la route,
route
par la vie,
tous les deux,
oui, tous les deux, oui, en s'arrêtant quand on veut,
on veut.
Si tu veux bien, nous partirions là-bas, par là, et moi tu viens avec moi.
Parce
qu'ils vont
nous évader tous les deux, oui,
oui, là-bas. Toi, tu t'y prends très bien, oui, très bien, pour qu'on s'en aille là-bas tous les deux. Tu ne te doutes pas que tous ces pays, je les ai vus, moi. Dis-tu, t'es pas le premier.
Dis-tu,
t'es en aller, toi. Tu n'aurais pas pu baradiner pour prendre le train qui part pour des pays lointains. T'entraînes pas, tu trouveras bien quelqu'un pour partir là-bas. Tiens, écoute donc. Laisse-la parler, viens plus près de toi.
Dis-moi, je voudrais, oui, m'en aller tout là-bas. Pourquoi m'attends-tu pas? Dis-moi, pourquoi? Dis-moi, tous les deux, on serait heureux. Ça fait longtemps que j'attends ce moment-là. Dis-moi, si tu ne veux pas, donne pas d'alibi, perds pas ton temps, y'a qu'un moyen. Je vais m'en aller toute seule, dis là-bas, là où il y a, 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 tout le paradis pour de vrai. Tu ne sais peut-être pas, y a tant d'années que je t'attends. Je partirai pourtant ma peine tout là-bas. Dis pourtant c'est bien toi,
toi, oui toi, oui toi,
oui, toi qui m'avais dit
il y a longtemps, longtemps, oui longtemps.
Toi qui m'avais dit que pour toujours, dis-toi tu me garderais là
tes bras,
tout près de toi, t'as tout oublié, t'as oublié tout ce que tu m'as dit il y a tant d'années. Pourtant, si tu ne veux pas, moi je m'en irai toute seule là-bas où il y a de la joie. Si tu ne veux pas, n'y viens pas.
Partez donc, les deux.
When you've been fused in misery and scorn before you arrive, and all the while there's trouble and trials that's bearing you down, and all you see is suffering and strife, there's really no doubt that Spicy is right. I'm telling you indeed, some sugar's what you need to sweeten your life. In all the world of struggle and woe and ending in pain, just one thing I really do know, that you'll understand. When you're in pain and all of despair, it never seems soft, it never is fair. We want you to love, so she will be there to sweeten your life. Trouble and trials that's bearing you down, and all you see is suffering and strife, there's really no doubt that Spicy is right. I'm telling you indeed, some sugar's what you need to sweeten your life. In all the world of struggle and woe and ending in pain, there's just one thing I really do know, that you understand. When you're in pain and all of despair, it never seems soft, it never is fair. We want you to love, so she will be there to sweeten your life, to sweeten your life.
Steve Cromarty, and that's a recent arrival in our music library, All My Tomorrows. That was a tune that Stanley Turrentine put on the map, Sugar. The trumpeter on that was Kenyetta Beasley, with Eric Wyatt on the tenor sax. Marcus Persiani was the pianist, and Eric Lemon on bass, Daryl Green on drums. Just before that, we heard Les Doubles Six, or the Double Six of Paris, Stockholm Sweetening, from a recording they made back in the 1960s, came out on RCA. And Quincy Jones really liked that group. He said, like Sarah and Ella, they think like jazz musicians first and vocalists second. We start off that set with something new from Deborah Latz, from her CD Sur l'Instant, 4. I don't know why the title is in French, but the songs are in English. It came out on the June Moon Productions label. Deborah Latz with Alain Jean-Marie on the piano, Joe Naturel on bass. Well, it was recorded in Paris. Maybe that's why the title is in French. Anywho, you're listening to Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. And we have about, a little more than 2 hours to go. Coming up in the second hour, we'll be hearing from Eric Dolphy at the Five Spot. This is a good point to tell you about some of the jazz events going on around the state. Coming up this Tuesday in Dresden, Maine, that is, at the Bridge Academy Public Library, West African master drummer Jordan Messan Benassan will be putting on a program. He'll be telling a story with his hands and voice, and he will be showing us a bit of his master drumming style. He currently teaches at Colby College. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. Well, it only lasts an hour, from 6 to 7, at Bridge Academy Public Library in Dresden this coming Tuesday. On Thursday at One Longfellow Square in Portland, the Portland Jazz Orchestra's monthly gig will take place. They're an 18-place jazz ensemble directed by Dr. Chris Oberholzer. And as I understand, that will not only be a show that will be recorded for CD release at some point. Coming up on Friday, the Fogcutters perform from 8 to almost midnight at Port City Music Hall on Congress Street in Portland. And on Saturday, June 20th at 7 o'clock, the Down East Jazz Trio will perform at the Henry D. Moore Library and Community Center in Steuben. Looking ahead just a wee bit to Monday the 21st, in the press room at Portsmouth, Mark Shalansky will be putting on a program of jazz and the Beatles. By the way, there's something going on at the press room in Portsmouth every Sunday night at 6 o'clock as a rule, and there's the Larry Garland Weekly Jazz Jam every Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. and every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., Larry Garland and friends. Looking ahead to July 19th, there's a lot of activity going on this summer in Stonington. I already mentioned the Jerry Allen appearance at the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. That will be on Saturday. That'll be on Saturday, August 1st. Coming up on July 19th, at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, pianist Dan Tepfer and vocalist Joanna Wallfish will be performing. And coming up on August 7th at that same place in Stonington, the G. Watson Gallery, Karen Allison returns for the second year. She'll be doing the vocals and piano. Four-time Grammy Award nominee. She's a phenomenal singer. You can catch her at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington on Friday, August 7th. And, of course, we'll tell you more about these events as the dates approach. Well, let's carry on now. Steve Johns is a guitarist who's been around for a long time. He's played on a lot of other people's albums. He's finally made one of his own. It's called Family. It features his wife, Debbie Keith Johns, on tenor and soprano, and their son, Daryl Johns, on bass. This is Sleepwalk. The guitarist here is Dave Stryker. Thank you. A beautiful and underrated composition of Benny Carter's, performed by Warren Vache on cornet, with Tardo Hammer on piano, Leroy Williams on drums, and Nicky Parrott on bass. That's from a recent CD, the Warren Vache Quintet Remembers Benny Carter. Just before that, we heard Steve Johns and his CD, Family. We heard Sleepwalk. Steve Johns, a very versatile guitarist. And that just about wraps up this first hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. We have almost 2 more hours to go. I hope you will stick around. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be going back to Eric Dolphy's great date at the Five Spot in New York back in the early 60s. So I hope you can stick around for that. Eric Dolphy, one of the great jazz artists of the second half of the 20th century, even though his career was so short. So please do stick around. We've got a lot of music coming up besides that as well.
We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. It's Music That Moves Me.
When I was a kid, I had terrible, terrible taste in music. Like, I played Playing with the Queen of Hearts over and over and over again, to the point my sister, who was a total punk rocker, new wave, like, she was like, I cannot stand this anymore. And she just started giving me music. And she gave me The Police, and she gave me Big Country, and she gave me the Talking Heads, and anything to kind of pull me away from Juice Newton. My favorite band that my sister gave to me around the age of about 11 or 12 was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And Jonathan Richman was a super dorky, gawky, funny, awkward dude. His songs really talked to me at a point in my life where I was super awkward. So when I was 13... my parents had gotten divorced, and I was in kind of a bad situation at school, and my mother decided that a good solution for this would be to get a job teaching overseas, and she got a job teaching at an international school in Portugal, and we just picked up and moved before my 8th grade year. I can't quite explain how terribly, terribly homesick I was. My sister sent me this tape of Jonathan Richman, the Modern Lovers, with on it was the song New England. And in this song, he sings about he's already been to Paris, he's already been to Rome. But what did he do but miss his home? And then he sings about all the things about New England that he misses. And that was really where I was at that time, you know, at 13.
I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine.
I'm Seth Rigoletti. I'm from Portland, Maine. I'm a leadership communication coach for Valico Group, and this is the music that moves me.
Acapella now. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, go! Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England.
All of MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for the details.
And because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Old Professor's Bookshop, a Harvard Square bookshop in Belfast, Maine. New, used, and rare books, 6 days, 10 to 5, Fridays, 10 to 9. This is listener-supported MPBN Radio, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, and WMEA Portland, 90.1, as well as on the web at mpbn.net. I'm Rich Tozier. So now we come to the heart of tonight's show, reed man Eric Dolphy's recordings made at the Five Spot in New York City on July 16, 1961. Dolphy led, or co-led, with trumpeter Booker Little, an amazing quintet. The group only lasted the two-week stint at the Five Spot. Booker Little would be dead 3 months later at the age of 23. Dolphy died in 1964 when he was 36. This coming Saturday, June 20th, would have been Dolphy's birthday. The other members of the quintet were bassist Richard Davis, drummer Ed Blackwell, and pianist Mal Waldron. Dolphy played flute, bass, clarinet, and alto saxophone in the state, and the piano you'll hear is notoriously out of tune. In spite of that, though, these recordings are generally regarded as classics, and they still hold up. All the numbers are originals, except the one we'll be starting off with, the Van Heusen Burke tune, Like Someone in Love. Eric plays flute on this one.
Little tune we made. All of me.
Thank you.
From July 16, 1961, one night at the Five Spot in New York City, a quintet led by Eric Dolphy, that was Eric on the flute, and Booker Little on trumpet, with Mal Waldron on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Eddie Blackwell on drums. It's Jazz Tonight. We're in the second hour of the program. I'm Rich Tozier. Tonight we're featuring on that July 16th night at the Five Spot in 1961 with Eric Dolphy and Booker Little. I'm using three CDs here, Eric Dolphy at the Five Spot, Volume 1 and Volume 2, as well as the Eric Dolphy and Booker Little Memorial Album recorded there, all on that night, mixed by the great engineer Rudy Van Gelder. And in spite of the technical shortcomings of this, especially the piano being so out of tune, the music has stood the test of time and even still sounds a little edgy. It got a little, quite a bit of critical backblast when it came out, but well, in spite of that, it has remained, as in my opinion anyway, monumental music from Eric Dolphy, and who knows how great his stature would have been had he lived longer, and the same could be said for Booker Little as well. We'll be hearing more from that in just a moment after I mention that all Evergreen sustaining members of MPBN have a member card, and there is now a new version of the MPBN member card mobile app for both Apple and Android devices. Just search for member card. With the MPBN Member Card mobile app on your smartphone, you'll be all set to save no matter where you are. It's easy to locate the closest participating businesses and restaurants. Everything you need to know is available with just a tap on your phone. You can also show your phone on the spot to redeem the offer. No need to even carry the card with you. Just go to mpbn.net for all the details. And from personal experience, I can say that this has come in very handy. Well, let's get back to the Eric Dolphy Booker Little Quintet. We heard Eric Dolphy on flute. There were a couple of other instruments that he mastered. That's a mild word for it. One was the alto saxophone. The other was a bass clarinet. And we'll hear him now on bass clarinet, playing a tune that Booker Little wrote, Booker's Waltz. Thank you. Eric Dolphy and Booker Little at the Five Spot in New York City in 1961. Eric Dolphy on the bass clarinet, Booker Little on the trumpet, with Mal Waldron on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Eddie Blackwell on drums. Tonight's feature on Jazz Tonight, phenomenal work from Eric Dolphy. If you are not familiar with him, please check him out. He recorded with Charlie Mingus, John Coltrane, Chico Hamilton, led a few sessions of his own. He also appears on Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments session, and he did other things as well. Certainly someone who was an original by any standard. Eric Dolphy from Los Angeles played flute, alto saxophone, and bass clarinet. Gunther Schuller once said that Eric Dolphy, the bass clarinet, was made for Eric Dolphy. Let's hear him now on alto, another waltz, this one written by Mal Waldron from the Five Spot. It's called Fire Waltz. Eric Dolphy and Booker Little. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Dolphy and Booker Little co-leading a quintet at the Five Spot one July night in 1961. Eric Dolphy playing the alto on that particular track, which was written by the pianist Mal Waldron. Fire Waltz is the name of it. Booker Little on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, Ed Blackwell on drums, and that's what we've been featuring for this past hour. We heard three tracks from three CDs recorded at the Five Spot July 16th, 1961. And the other tracks, which we won't get to hear tonight, are all well worth hearing. And I suggest, strongly recommend you check these out if you enjoyed what you heard in the past hour. We do have one more hour to go. It's Jazz Tonight. One more hour, and we'll have a mix of some of the newer releases and some of the older ones. Anyway, it's an hour that I hope you will find, which brings you some pleasure. I'm Rich Tozier.
We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio. Thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. It's Music That Moves Me.
My name is Allison Earnhardt. It was a beautiful June morning, as sparkling and clear as it could be. And I was folding diapers, and my 14-month-old son, Chris, was having breakfast, and he was playing with it and watching Sesame Street. A little while later, there was a lull in the action, and I heard the most beautiful music that I had ever heard coming out of the television. And I looked at Chris, and his great big blue eyes were just wide as saucers. They were transfixed on the TV. And so the two of us watched what was happening on Sesame Street. And there was a pink rose that was opening and closing through time-lapse photography. It was so vivid to us that we could see the colors in the prisms of the dewdrops on the petals of the roses. It was just such a moment. It still, to this day, gives me chills. Later, I found out what that piece of music was, and I must have heard it 100 times since that day. And every time I do, I'm transported back to that moment that we shared together. And the amazing thing about it is I realized that the television was black and white, but we saw pink. There was no color. And the music was just so overpowering. Or that's what we saw. My name is Allison Earnhardt. I live in Cape Elizabeth. I'm the sales manager for the Portland Symphony Orchestra. And this is Music That Moves Me.
All of MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for the details.
Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area, and Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. This is WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, WMEP Camden 90.5, and on the web at mpbn.net.
Up all my care and woes, here I go singing low, bye, 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 blackbird, where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, and so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Know what high luck stories they are and me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Bye, 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 blackbird. Bye, bye. Bye, bye, blackbird. Bye, bye, blackbird. Bye, bye.
Eugenie Jones from a CD which just came our way a few weeks ago. It's called Come Out Swingin', Eugenie Jones, who is very impressive. This is the second CD we've gotten from her, and I must say I like what I hear. Backing her up there, Clipper Anderson on bass, Devon Lewis on drums. That gets us into the third part of tonight's Jazz Tonight, and we will try to mix in as much variety as we possibly can in the time we have. Craig Brann is a guitarist from Maine, and he's making his way in New York, playing the scene down there. Last year he came out with a CD which made quite an impression. It's on the Steeplechase label. It's called Mark My Words. Craig Brann, whom I hope will appear on this program in person at some point. Craig Brann and Hindsight from his CD Mark My Words.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
from a 1991 date led by the bassist in that group, Harvey Swartz, who now goes by the name of Harvey S. That was Like Someone in Love. Two guitarists on that, Mick Goodrick on the right channel, John Abercrombie on the left channel. At least that's what it says on the CD notes. I'm not sure how it comes out over the radio. Anyway, Marvin Smitty Smith was the drummer, and that's from the session Arrival, which came out on the Novus label many years ago, 24 years ago. I can't believe how quickly time flies. Just before that, a session led by another guitarist, Randy Johnston. We heard the title track from Somewhere in the Night. Randy Johnston with Uri Kane on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. Heavies all. And we started off with Craig Brann and his Mark My Words CD. We heard Hindsight. Craig Brann with Mark Turner on the tenor. Gregory Tardy is on that date. He also plays tenor and also bass clarinet. Nicholas Kozak on alto. Nick Morrison on bass. Rudy Royston on drums. Craig Brann, a solid guitarist. Maria Schneider is someone who does not come out with enough recordings to satisfy yours truly. I think she's a brilliant composer and a great arranger, very strongly inspired by Gil Evans. She has emerged with a CD which pays tribute to her native home of Windom, Minnesota. It's called The Thompson Fields. We'll hear a track from it, Arbiters of Evolution, the Maria Schneider Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very smart sound from pianist Mulgrew Miller and his group. That was Grew's tune from Mulgrew's session Hand in Hand. Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn on that date. Kenny Garrett on the alto. He also plays soprano. Joe Henderson on tenor, the late Joe Henderson. Steve Nelson on vibes. Christian McBride on bass. And Lewis Nash on drums. Just before that, something brand new that just came in by Rodrigo Bonelli, who plays drums and did the arrangements for that. That was Perpetual Search from his brand new CD, Septet Works. Michael Verselli on piano, Trevor Brown on bass, Carew Johnson on trumpet. Although on that particular track, we heard Don or Mike Rodriguez taking the trumpet solo. Lena Hovhaniemi on alto, Joe Wagner on tenor, Dave Banker on trombone. Rodrigo Bonelli, Septet Works, and I guess it does. We started off that set with a track from Maria Schneider's latest opus. It's called The Thompson Fields. We heard Arbiters of Evolution, saxophone solos from Donnie McCaslin on tenor and Scott Robinson on baritone. Got a little out there, but I hope that the overall arrangement kept that firmly anchored in your ears. Arbiters of Evolution, the Maria Schneider Orchestra. We are just about running out of time here, rapidly. We'll leave you with some unfinished business from a couple of weeks ago when we did a program on Lester Young. I'm Rich Tozier. I'd like to thank you for listening. I hope you caught all of the program. If you didn't, it will be archived under Audio on Demand for the next several weeks to come at mpbn.net. Next week, we'll be listening to Dinah Washington and Carmen McRae, a program maybe a little bit weighted in Dinah's favor, but we will see, depending on how much Carmen McRae I can get my hands on. I used to have a lot of her recordings on vinyl, but they've all gone south. So we'll see what we can do. Anyway, there'll be 3 hours of, we hope, music that you find to your taste. Well, we'll leave you with this. It's a blowing session recorded for Norman Grant's Lester Young, joined by a couple of trumpeters, great ones, Roy Eldridge and Harry Edison, a ballad medley. I don't know if we'll get to hear the whole thing. We certainly won't if I don't stop talking. But here we go. The Very Thought of You is the first one of this medley. Have a good week. We'll catch you later. Thank you.